With me this morning is author Richard Paul Evans, who, yes, does have a new Christmas book out for his fans this season. But Richard, you're here today to tell us about something that is really dear to your heart and an important virtual event that you have coming up as well. So tell us about the Christmas Box House.
Oh, I love the Christmas Box House, and I love talking about it. Someone asked me the other day, it's like, do you have people working at the Christmas Box House all the time? And I just thought, oh, they don't get it. It's like, no, we just let the kids run wild on the weekends. No, we have been open for business 24/7 for the last 25 years. We never close down. There's always children in there. And right now it's really tricky. And I just love the staff, and I honor the staff because they're in there facing COVID, because when the kids come in from a situation, we don't know what they've been through if they're sick. And so it's risky for them. But it's an amazing thing to be a part of. It shocks people. We've helped more than 125,000 abused children. And so to put that in perspective, you could fill the BYU Stadium, the U of U Stadium, the Utah State Stadium at the same time with that many children.
Boy, that's incredible. For those folks who don't know about the Christmas Box House, describe your mission.
We are is that we're an emergency shelter that helps children who have been removed from their home. If you ever see something on the news, like let's say they bust a meth house and there's children there, we get them. Okay, we're this net that catches the children so they can make good, intelligent placements so they can go on with their life. We've been working with trafficked children for more than 25 years, but we do the really hard part. We help give them a life. We even have a school within the house if it's not safe for the kids to go out. And it's really remarkable to be a part of it. And we're able to do it because of a very generous community who steps up and to say, look, the best place for adults in a home, but in the lack of a home, then the community needs to step up and give these children hope. So, and Maria, I had this cool experience, not this time because of COVID, but my last book, I was at a book signing, and this young mother with three children were there, and she was just very sweet and bubbly, and we're talking, and then as she's about to leave, she turned over, and I was one of Christmas Box House kids. I lived in the house, and to see that the cycle of abuse was broken, and that she was living as a productive adult, was just brought me a tremendous amount of joy, and made me realize that we're doing some good out here.
What an amazing feeling. Describe maybe for folks how you got involved and why the Christmas Box House was created to begin with.
What happened when we first started, when my first book became a bestseller, I was given a $4.25 million advance. If you could imagine that, I was making $30,000 a year. And Carrie and I started talking to financial people, and we soon realized from what they were saying that they really thought our kids would become like drug addicts and broken. It's like, oh my gosh, this is awful. And my wife literally said to me after one meeting, she goes, let's just give the money back. And it's like, we're in a little minivan with a cracked windshield. It's like, well, no, hold on a minute. And what we decided is that we want to teach our children that money is power. And power is a good thing if used for good. And so that's how we started the Christmas Box House. We ended up putting pretty much all of our money into it. It's about bankrupted us. But we got the first shelter up and open, and we got kids in there. And the first 4 years were completely miserable every single day. It's like, is this actually going to work? It's a public-private partnership, and those rarely work. But I want to say we've had a great experience working with DCFS, with the state, and with Salt Lake County Division of Youth Services. We love our partners. And, you know, you don't often hear people talk about loving work with the government. We're so grateful for them. And our job is to take every dollar that comes in taxes and to make it turn it into $4. That's what our plan is, because that's the only way we're going to beat the system and help all the kids who need help.
Okay. How can people help with your virtual night of gratitude?
Oh, this is fun, because we can't have a gala this year on December 5th. They can come and just watch. We have Paul Cardall and the piano guys, and you will be in tears as we talk about and show what the Christmas Box House is. It's going to be a really fun night. And so Carrie and I kind of virtually invite you into our home. And so you can go to christmasboxhouse.org. You can go in, and right now you can go pre-register. It's $25 for the night, and we're proud to say that 88.1% of the money goes directly to services and children.
And it's Christmas. That means you have a new book out. Tell us about that.
I have the Noel letters, and it's doing extremely well. And it's a tearjerker. So it's my wife's favorite of my 41 novels.
I'm so excited to be able to read this book right before Christmas. So thank you so much for your talent and sharing it with us, and also for sharing with us this amazing story about the Christmas Box House. I hope many people will get involved in your virtual event.
Well, I hope so, too. It's our first year. But I just want to say thank you. This community has been just lovely. The outreach, donations are way up. And at a time there's a hardship like right now, more people are helping out and trying to reach out. And I love that. I love that unselfishness. It's beautiful.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, Maria. Take care.